The refrigerator beeps at you when you don't close it, which is good because it beeps at me a lot, which means apparently I don't close it.
Apparently, you don't know how to operate the refrigerator.
Well, it's a door, and I like to, I always like to leave a door open if I can. All right. So yeah, here we are. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah. I recorded an interview with Casey Todd and his father. And Casey did the theme song in your stead.
Oh, did
we? I'm gonna edit that interview because it was a little long and it needs editing. So what's gonna happen is Dan and I are gonna do a regular podcast here. Then we're gonna do a special episode podcast, which will be shorter than normal. And without Dan, never is fun. I did one solo podcast, and I got a lot of people congratulating me for being such a narcissist. I could talk to myself for 40 minutes. And I did. I just...
Yeah, I don't consider that a great achievement, but I know you pretty well, so...
Anyway.
Yeah? I got nothing.
You ain't gonna do the theme song?
Oh, the theme song?
Yeah. I like the fact that the theme song's different every episode.
Yes.
And that was a very Baroque version, if you will.
Well, I've been listening to a lot of Bach.
Yeah.
I've been playing Bach on the mandolin. I got all the Bach cello suites.
Sebastian Bach?
Johann Sebastian Bach. I got all of his cello suites and this book for mandolin transposed with tablature. I've been learning them, much to my roommate's chagrin. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm really glad that you decided to not let me live with you. I didn't know you were going to go that route.
The mandolin's also pretty loud.
But not dynamic at all, so it's just a constant pinging.
It is dynamic.
Sound.
You hate the mandolin.
I'm not a huge fan of the
mandolin.
I get
it. I hate the harmonica.
I mostly do as well. I love harmonica for about 30 seconds in 10-second bursts.
Yes, and that is not how harmonica players play.
No. Well, I don't...
They like to get on stage with a mic and just hang out there and play... Over the guitar solo, over the vocal, while the artist is talking to the audience, just all the time. Harmonica players, stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Stop it in general. Speaking of other musicians that can maybe be obtrusive, percussionists, I've noticed, can maybe be obtrusive.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love that guy. He's a great guy, and he's great. He's a great percussionist. He genuinely is. I just wasn't prepared for all of that.
I wasn't prepared for that staff thing that was bouncing up and down.
Yeah, and the hubcap. The hubcap was a big player. We did a little show. Dan has been doing a couple of shows at the Five Spot here in Nashville, and last week he invited me and Casey to join him, and we did a Jace Everett set. And he's got this percussionist, Matt is his name, right?
Matthew Burgess.
Yeah, and he's a freaking great player. If you need a percussionist, call Matt Burgess because he's a sweetheart and he's a great player. But Dan was like, hey, man, why don't you sit in and play with Jace, too? And I was like, okay. So we set up, but Matt brought all of his things, his shoes and his glasses, so he would have them.
He brought everything.
And he set up on stage left, which is where Dan would normally be. Stage right. Well, I never got that right. I missed that memo.
It's right. If you're facing the stage, stage right is... If you're on the stage.
Right.
Facing
And I always get it backwards because I put the audience first, Dan.
That's why.
Unless I disagree with what the audience wants.
Yes.
But anyway, he was set up
we
over there stage right occasionally. They make me cry too, God damn it, when they don't show up. So Matt's set up on...
I love your song! See you later! Hope the rest of the set's great. He's so cute.
So he set up stage right. So Dan's going to play after me with his band. So Dan sets up in the center stage, which is logistically makes more sense. But I'm over there on stage left like a fucking asshole with my bass.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But it just seemed like I was like this also-ran who happened to know some songs that they were going to throw. And then Matt's over there just fucking getting it.
Oh, yeah.
And on some tunes, it was like, that's really cool. I wish we had that all the time. But at one point, I think I said, I feel like I'm in Kenny G's band, because it was like a Yanni thing where there's like four percussionists and there's just a lot going on.
If you ever get a chance, and this goes for everyone, you should
Matt,
go
if
to
you're
Matthew.
Listening, please know that I love you, respect you, and enjoyed working with you, and will do so again. I just have to take the piss.
You should go to Matthew Burgess's house, because he has every percussion instrument from every country ever known.
Oh, I saw them that night.
No, that was a...
Dude, he had a flatbed truck and three guys with him.
That was a tiny portion of what he has. Wow. It's astounding. Yeah. Well, he also didn't, you know, we just threw him up there. He knew Pennsylvania because it was on the list of songs that I gave him.
Right. No, he was fine, dude. It was just funny. It was just like,
well, what I had not seen was the like 7-foot staff thing with jingle bells on it that he bangs on the ground. And as he was setting up, I was like, is that what you use to find the Ark of the Covenant?
Let the sun go through one of those jingle bells, and it'll point to where
the
in the city.
The staff is too long. They're digging in the wrong place.
Well, what was weird is when I watched your set after I came out, the big issue with it was the sound in that room.
Oh.
So you really couldn't hear drums off stage.
Huh.
The percussion was way louder than the drums. You kind of hear the kick drum, but snare and right-hand stuff from drums was overshadowed by percussion.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
I'm sorry I had to leave. But it was Sam Lewis's CD release party, and I missed Kenny Vaughn's set, and I missed Sam's set, and Derek was playing, and I had to
you missed watching me get unbelievably intoxicated,
and I always like to see that. Yeah. I feel like I'm gonna get to see that again though pretty soon.
I don't know, man. The way this, a few times this summer, I'll get blasted for sure. Yeah. But for the most part, man, I'm gonna be doing a lot of driving, and. A lot of singing.
So,
come on,
dude. You can drink and drive; it's fine.
You can do that in Europe, man. It's just natural.
Don't drink and drive, people.
No, seriously.
If you get a DUI in Clark County, Arkansas, because everyone there is just as sweet as pie, and they will take care of your cat while you're in jail. Thanks, guys. Really,
you're coming up on your double anniversary.
Going to be hopefully 2 years, May 3rd.
I think you've got this.
I hope so.
That's Sunday, isn't it?
Maybe.
Tomorrow's the first.
We're not good with days.
Yeah, we're recording this on April 30th. It will probably be up by May 3rd.
All right. Hopefully I won't drink this time on my birthday like last time.
That was an accident.
It was an accident. It was only one drink.
Yeah.
It was
a panache, which is not really a drink.
Well, yeah. I mean, who knew that the French had alcoholic beverages and vending machines.
Well, to be fair, I did know that. I should have paid attention.
I just thought it was lemonade.
Well, it was half lemonade.
Terrible tasting lemonade.
It was half lemonade.
Frothy, yeasty lemonade.
Only the French would mix lemonade and beer and say, ooh, this is a drink.
Are we going to be podcasting from... We should do a podcast from... really should do one from each of these countries.
I actually would,
because it would look cool. Like
I say this all the time about how I'm going to do a podcast every week, regardless of you being here or not. And then I'd just like,
yes,
it's no fun without you. So I wind up not doing it. But I really hope that we can do a podcast every week of the tour.
Me too.
Casey will be there, and they could be shorter. You know, we don't have to be as long-winded as we normally are.
No.
I will say all to you, dear listeners, we thank you for listening. We're getting a lot of people listening to the podcast, which is, we don't understand why, because I listen to it after I put it up every week, and I'm like, that was a waste of however long.
I told Mitzi Dawn today. You remember Mitzi Dawn?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she's like, what are you doing? I was like, we're going to play some guitar. Going to do a podcast with Jace, and you should check it out because they're dull and tedious. And she's like, great sales pitch.
Well, you, I think, in another life were probably a car salesman.
Yeah. You should try this car. It's expensive, and it's probably going to break down in about, I would give it about a month.
But also, it's not good.
But it's not good.
But I make a commission. Hey, I don't think we're recording again. Hold on just a second. Turns out we were recording.
Ah, good.
We just took an hour and a half long break there to take care of some stuff. I've been writing some songs. Dan and I have written a couple of songs. We're going to do some, put some guitar stuff on some songs. I'm working on doing a little EP from where I'm living right now, just to have something to throw out to you folks. The new live record with Casey and Dan and I, the Jay Severett Trio live at Alex the Great, is being printed as we speak with the phenomenal artwork by Kevin Walters.
Thanks, Kev.
Cartoonist, government employee, my landlord,
and Dark
very,
Lord.
Very tall man. That's all happening. So that's good. Got a CD release party coming May 13th here in Nashville at the Basement. We're going to have Jacques Merlino with band performing at the Basement, and his CD will be available for purchase there, and it should be up on iTunes. I actually, we're getting that uploaded to iTunes this week as well, so that'll take a couple of weeks for it to actually be there, but by the end of May, you should be able to get Jacques Merlino's debut EP, Love Lettuce, on... thanks,
Not
Bill
lettuce.
Burr. Thanks, Bill Burr. That'll be available where you get digital music, so check that out. And then the live record will be available at our shows, and we'll probably put it up online in the fall after the tour is over. And that's that. There's a shit ton of dates.
I want to make a new record. Damn.
Yeah, me too. At jsever.com, please go there. Check out the dates. Tons of Euro dates. Germany, Norway, Spain, UK. Going up to Glasgow, which I know is UK, but I consider it Scotland. So, and so do most of the Glaswegians I know.
Yeah. Love us some Glasgow.
Yeah, we do. We're playing the Odder and More again.
Oh, nice.
Which is a really cool venue. Really cool venue.
It'd be fun to play that with band.
Yeah.
Wait, we were just doing.
No, we're doing. We're. I'm taking Casey on it. Casey's staying till the bitter end.
Nice.
So it's gonna cost. It's gonna cost me a little extra money, and probably him a little extra sanity. But Casey's like, dude, this. You know, let's just do this.
Nice. Because it wears me out carrying you for this.
I can imagine. I can imagine. It wears me out having you carry me because you are a bitter, bitchy, whiny carrier.
I am a lovely person to travel with, as everyone knows, and I've been told multiple times.
You are. You actually are.
Oh.
You really are. You're great on the road. You're my favorite guy I've ever gone on the road with. But
you do get moody.
You get a little moody, and your moodiness is different. My moodiness comes out as black rage.
Yes.
Which is at least comical, because...
Many of your emotions come out as black rage.
That's true.
So, to be
that's true. What the fuck are you talking about? But yours comes out as kind of a passive-aggressive poutiness, whininess.
Yeah.
But you don't do that as much as you used to. You'll get physically fatigued.
Yeah,
I think it's more mental.
And I won't know it.
But you'll be like carrying stuff. You'll be like, I don't want to.
Somebody needs a nap.
I don't want to carry this anymore. And you'll just set stuff down and walk away. It's like, dude, that's your guitar. We're gonna need. Fuck it. I'll get one at the gig.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll sing my parts.
Hmm. Oh, that would be so much lighter.
Wouldn't it?
I'm thinking of going mandolin full time.
How about mando, and I'll play harmonica, so we can both annoy each other.
Well, might as well throw a piccolo in there, I guess.
Well, you don't like flutes.
This is gonna rock. No, piccolo's lighter. It's just so much lighter than the flute.
Than a flute.
The flute is so heavy. Oof.
Poor flautist. So what else?
No. No.
Dan and I have rich, feckin' personal lives, of which we do not typically discuss on the podcast. But
yeah.
This week,
unless they're hilarious,
we're going to continue to not discuss them on the podcast.
We're going to continue to not do that.
Oh, God. My car, a lot of you that follow me on Facebook know, has been an absolute pain in my ass.
Still looking good, though.
It looks fantastic.
Outside of that car is beautiful.
And when it starts, the sound is so beautiful. Here's the deal with the car. I want to give everybody some peace about the car. It's a Frankenstein hot-rodded car. 302 stroked out as a 347. The drivetrain's great. The engine's great. The chassis's great. The transmission's great. The electrical system is a nightmare. So I have just dropped my car off at Unique Automotive here in Nashville. By the way, the podcast today is brought to you by Unique Automotive. If you want to spend some money and have a cool car, call us, Unique Automotive. They are going to just take every fucking electrical item out of that vehicle and throw it away, and then we're going to put all new wiring in the car. And that's going to cost me a good deal of money, but then I'm not going to have to think about it anymore, and I'm tired of thinking about it. So you have to come to the shows because I'm going to need the money to support my car habit. So please come to the shows and buy stuff that we are selling, please. Dan?
What's the link to the podcast?
The link to the podcast. You can actually just go to jsever.com and the podcasts are right there.
Oh.
Or you can go to iTunes and the podcast on the iTunes store, and you can, you know, if you've got the little podcast app on your iOS device, and you can subscribe to Talking Into Microphones, and when we upload one, it will automatically download to your device.
Nice.
So, and there's a Podomatic place where you can get it too, but the best place.
Why do we never do them live?
The podcast?
Or are they live?
No, people aren't listening right now.
Well, we should do that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, how do you propose we do that?
We'll tell people when it's going to happen.
And then how? By what means do we broadcast that?
Comcast.
The Comcast. The Xfinity.
Time Warner.
Well, we'll use the interwebs.
I got a guy.
There are
Time Warner guy.
There are things you can do. There's that Stage It thing that we could do a live video podcast, and we could look into doing that.
I was just
that.
Thinking, like, we're talking about having some other guests on and doing some music and things like that. I don't want to get, like, super elaborate with it.
Me neither, because we're not making any money off this, much like the rest of the things we do.
Yeah, this wouldn't be a significant, you know, expensive.
We need to do this once a week and get some fucking sponsors, like all the other podcasts I listen
Ooh.
To.
Yes.
If you guys have some sponsors you'd like us to look at, Dollar Shave Club won't be one of them. Because let me tell you something. All the podcasts I listen to, Dollar Shave Club is a sponsor. And so eventually I was like, all right, I'm going to try these razors out. And those razors suck. Dollar Shave Club can go fuck themselves. They really do, man.
I haven't used a razor for, I think, about 6 years.
How do you trim your beard?
With the little machine.
With a vibrator?
Then. It takes a while, but it's pleasurable. Plus, you know, it really stimulates all of those follicles and...
Sure. We're still talking about your face.
I gotta go.
Did you just arouse yourself?
Just a little bit.
Well, that's gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, it won't be Dollar Shave Club because they're awful. And I don't mind telling it. Fuck you, Dollar Shave Club, and your terrible razors.
How about ExxonMobil?
Yes. Why not? I'm sure they'd love to get a hold of the 800 to 900 listeners we have.
Sure Microphones.
Well, we do use Shure Microphones. We do use Logic Audio to record the podcast. We could get Apple. We could get Shure. Because these are companies that need our help.
Yeah.
I mean, the 800 to 900 people that listen to this, I don't know if they're aware of Apple.
Companies that are struggling. Grassroots, upstart companies like Apple, Time Warner.
Speaking of that, have you been watching on the television, the HBO, have you been watching Silicon Valley?
Yes.
That show is great.
It is really good.
It is great.
I just rewatched all of the first season.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
And you know the actor who, their guy who dies in the show, he actually died.
I was wondering why
that actor passed away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they had the balls to actually kill, which I thought was, I think he would have loved that.
I bet he would.
I think he would have loved that.
Yeah. The writing is tight.
It's really good.
On that show.
It's really good and plausible.
The last episode of the first season is some of the best writing, television writing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really. Are you watching Game of Thrones? Because when we first started this podcast, Game of Thrones was a big player.
Well, I watched the first one, and then I missed the second one and the third one. So I need to catch up.
I've got it right here, buddy, if you want to suit up.
All right, let's turn this on. Why don't we just live tweet podcast what's going on with Game of
Thrones? Tweeted the Oscars.
You did?
Yep. It was about a 3.5 hour broadcast, and about 2 hours into my live tweeting, I started actually watching. I just tweeted while it was on and hashtagged Oscars.
I haven't watched an award show for about 6 years.
Oh God, let me turn off the air conditioning. Is it warm where you are, folks? Because it's the weather here is weird.
Yeah, it's April. Oh, I want to give a special shout out to my dad. Happy birthday, Dad. His birthday was a couple of days ago.
Dr. Cohen.
Yep.
Is he up flying his plane?
They are driving back from Tucson now. Mom said that they stopped in Tucumcari. And I was like, so you went from Tucson to Tucumcari to Hatchapi to Tonopah?
Question. Are they focusing more on weed, whites, or wine as they drive?
Wine, I'm guessing. Yeah. I don't see my folks popping cross tops.
I would love to see your folks all hopped up on some amphetamines. having heart palpitations as they cross the desert. Why do they drive there? They're in their 70s now. Why don't they take planes?
They drive everywhere. My brother does the same thing. Drives from Lincoln, Nebraska to Austin, Texas. Just all over the place.
It's just brutal.
Well, they got cats they need to take sometimes, and they go out to a place. I don't know. I don't know why.
I'll tell you what, man. I think I've made a decision.
Ooh.
About pets. You know how deeply I love Teddy.
I do.
He's my guy. He's my guy.
I know.
He's with his mommy right now. Oh, shit. Who's this?
Is it direct auto insurance?
You know what? We got to pause the podcast here. This is a very important call.
See you in
a
bit.
And we're back. Yes. I apologize for the, I'll go in there on these edits and put some elevator music. I think that'll be fun.
Yes.
We're back. I had to talk to some people about a thing. And, Let me tell you about divorce, kids. It's cheaper to kill yourself. I would never advocate violence against your spouse, so just blow your own fucking head off and call it a done deal. It's just cheaper. Anywho, what else is going on?
I got nothing.
You got nothing? Come on, man.
You know how you make a Kleenex dance?
How do you make a Kleenex dance?
Put a little boogie in it.
God. That's not funny.
No. I can't tell my good joke because it's pro-racist.
No, I like that good joke.
All right. How many Mexicans does it take to... Oh, never mind. It's already done.
See?
I know.
Because Mexicans work hard. Yeah. That's the point of the joke, in case you're too stupid to figure it out.
Yeah.
I think it's important for us to address this. I think a lot of people come here for our brilliant...
Racism?
Political... No, not racism. Our brilliant political commentary. So what are your thoughts on Baltimore? I think as two white guys who've never lived in the inner city or really been poor, I think we have a real, probably a firm grasp on what's really going on.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't even know what's going on. What's going on? I haven't been paying attention. What happened in Baltimore?
Apparently the Orioles are doing great.
That's not what happened in Baltimore, is it?
No, some stuff's going down in Baltimore. Well, it's the same thing that's been going on forever, you know. There you have a group of black people, African Americans, who, you know, the cops have shot somebody who's, you know, that whole deal again. So you got like 10,000 people protesting and like 500 assholes that are saying they're protesting but looting and burning things down. And so all the white people are like, see what happens, man? Golly, man, those people.
Yeah. I've been reading, actually listening to Shelby Foote's three-volume epic, The Civil War. And if you have 150 hours sometime, I recommend that you listen to it.
Yeah.
Because it's great. Although the narrator sometimes mispronounces something.
Does he?
Yeah.
Put the wrong accent on the wrong syllable.
But the interesting thing, one of the interesting things to me about that is sort of how little our ideas about race have changed since the Civil War.
Oh, well, it's
the whole idea.
It's in our DNA.
The South, as it got, you know, further into the Civil War, they were like, yeah, slavery is going to be done anyway. So we might as well. Some people in the South were like, we might as well emancipate the slaves anyway so we can have them in our army so they can be cannon fodder.
Right.
And it was the same argument. It was like, if black people are allowed freedom, they will be violent and mess everything up. And they can't be controlled. And their base instincts are too.
Yeah, they're subhuman.
Yeah,
they're subhuman. But the root of that, I mean, like Howard Zinn, I think had a good beat on that, was that in order to subjugate an entire race of people to do your bidding, in order to do that, you have to emotionally, you have to think of them as subhuman. Otherwise, you can't live with yourself.
Yeah,
and so when you do that generation after generation, it becomes part of the conventional wisdom and the consciousness. And so it's just better to think of them as less than. That way you don't get consumed by the guilt.
One of the great quotes is, I think it was a Confederate senator, when they were talking about emancipation and making blacks soldiers, said, if blacks make good soldiers, our whole idea of this thing is wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah. Because obviously they made incredible soldiers, you know, just as good
because
as...
they're humans.
Yeah.
They're as good as any other soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I thought I would never hear this argument again, but I heard a person that heretofore I had respect for intellectually and ethically bring out this old nugget. Well, to be fair, you know, when you talk about slavery, it was black people that sold us those black people.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, wow, I haven't heard that since the 70s when I was six.
That is an old one.
And this was from a person in their 30s. And I was like, really, man? Really? And this person stood by it.
Yeah.
Pretty far out.
Yeah,
my mechanic buddy was over here, Floyd. He's a black man, and he has a stepson who's a young man, probably 19, 20. And he was talking about school. He didn't do well in school. He was out in Memphis going to school, so he's out of school, and he's thinking about doing the, I guess it's one of Obama's programs where like you can go to community college for 2 years for free. That's happening in Tennessee anyway. So we were talking about that, and. And he was talking about how, there's just some trouble with the funding. He didn't qualify this. And I just said, well, the good news is racism is over, so you're going to be fine. And Floyd was under the car and started laughing so hard, I was afraid the jack was going to drop the car on him. And the kid was just laughing. He's like, it's good to hear you say that, because I was worried that there was still racism.
Yeah.
Everything's fine now. Don't worry about it. Sexism and racism are gone. Anywho.
And biologically, evolutionarily, what's interesting is that, back to Bill Bryson, A Short History of Nearly Everything, there is so little difference. Human beings, Homo sapiens sapiens, have been around for such a blink of an eye. There is
like 100,000 years?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not sure of the timeline, but in terms of, you know, how long microbial...
Yeah, the age of the planet, yeah.
that long. Yeah. And there is so little difference among all human beings that if you look at it at a DNA level, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between any two of us.
Well, of course not.
We're all the same. We really are all the same.
Well, and we all come from Africa.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, it's like, actually, those guys are the blueprint. So yeah. Why don't you just shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
It's,
now, I don't say that to like discount cultural differences or anything like that. I'm just
saying.
No, but saying,
that's a cultural difference is valid, but so is a biological difference.
Yeah.
And there aren't any.
Yeah.
So if we can, you know, that's what was supposed to be part of the idea of this country. It was to be a melting pot and for cultures to intermingle and, you know, they don't have General Tso's chicken in China. they came up with that in Manhattan, you know.
We got takeout from this Chinese place that's near us in Sylvan Park, and on their little flyer thing it says New York style.
Yeah.
I was like, what does that mean?
And that then means it came, it's safe for Jews to eat.
It was really, really good.
Yeah,
I was like,
exactly.
Oh, that's what that means.
That's what it means.
New York
yeah.
style Chinese food.
It's true though, man. It's true. Mm-hmm. Chinese food in Europe is better than it is most of the places in the States, and very different.
Yeah. Thai food is great.
Yep.
Well, most places.
Yeah, Thai and Vietnamese are my two favorites.
Oh,
I made pho.
You made pho?
I made pho.
I thought about making some
pho. It wasn't that hard.
I made, I make that Thai soup, the tom kha kai.
Yeah.
Tom kha kai, I make that a lot.
Tom kha kai?
Tom kha kai. That's super easy. You just have to have the right ingredients. And I made a chicken tagine with apricots.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. That looked tasty.
Was it good? It was super tasty.
Is it hard to cook for, or you just cook it for yourself?
Well, because I never know. I mean, I have roommates, but I never know if they're going to eat it. And I made so much food.
Yeah, cooking for yourself is hard.
Yeah. I always make four times as much. And this time, it worked out perfectly. Wes and Sam both had some.
Oh, good.
And there was no leftovers.
Do you find yourself putting leftovers in the fridge and then forgetting about them and then coming back 5 days later and going, God damn it.
5 days? Try like 5 weeks.
Oh, see, I can't do that.
Oh, well, we need to clean out the fridge.
I clean my fridge like every 10 days.
Yeah. Oof.
But I'm a little nutty.
Yeah. Sometimes you find some cool stuff back there, though.
Like what? What do you find in the back of the fridge? You're like
now
that's cool. I'm glad
experiments.
Yeah. I've got
different
some
interesting new colors of mold.
I actually
purples
have some
greens.
I actually have some beef broth that is 6 weeks old in my fridge right now that I'm intentionally leaving there to see if it turns into like bouillon on its own.
Yeah,
or
see what happens.
Or if it becomes sentient and takes over my life.
You gotta be careful with that.
What are you? We're going to Germany for the first time, and it's going to be brutal. We're doing the Egerson Festival Delano Blues the first week of the tour, and we're playing Saturday night. Jacques Merlino is going to play that festival. Dan Cohen's going to play that festival. I'm going to play bass for both you guys.
Yeah.
We got to book some rehearsals.
Yeah, we probably should do that.
Casey's going to play drums for both you guys, and then Jacques going to France with his mom. And then you and Casey and I are flying straight to Berlin, picking up the van and the gear and playing a gig that night in Berlin, and then doing five shows in a row across Germany where we're going to be driving Berlin, Hamburg, Oberhausen, Leipzig, Frankfurt. I think that's it. There may be one other place. It's on the website. But I've never really spent much time in Germany, and I'm really curious about what it's going to be like.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be exhausting.
I spent a week in Regensburg 20 years ago. Loved it.
Yeah?
Thought it was great. Of course, I was there with my girlfriend, so I was having lots of sex. So,
with your girlfriend?
Oh, no. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's girlfriend. Good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was terrific. It wasn't one of those things.
Do you think she enjoyed it? Can we get her on the phone and see if she enjoyed it as much as you did?
No. I can't. No.
Was she awake?
Mostly. I mean, it's Europe, so you can do whatever you want, I guess. Right?
There's no laws in Europe. Just ask Google and Apple.
Oh, and we went to this place called Murnau down in Bavaria.
Yeah.
It was some serious, like, Sound of Music shit. Like, It was just gorgeous.
Oh, Germany's beautiful. We're doing like a 1,500-kilometer loop. I mapped it out the other day, going in a circle from Berlin around back to Berlin, where we'll leave. And then we do a show, I think it's Leipzig, the last show. We drive to Berlin, drop off the gear, get on a plane, and we play in Oslo that night.
Mm. Yeah, I'm very excited to see Hamburg as a Beatles fanatic, because that's where the Beatles became the Beatles.
Right.
That's where they cut their teeth and were, you know.
God, that must have hurt.
Yeah, but, you know, it was the 60s. So.
Teeth were softer.
Yeah, and they're British, so teeth aren't really a thing.
Yeah, well, they're a thing. Yeah, you and I cannot mock the Brits for their teeth, because you and I have got a mouthful of something, both.
No, mine are all right.
Mine are a shit show.
Yeah.
I have the worst teeth.
I went to the dentist and I was expecting really, really bad news.
I've never had a cavity. Yeah. But it looks like I've got a lot of cavities.
Yeah, I'm going back to the dentist.
Yeah, I need to do that before we go.
Yeah, I'm going to have veneers put on. And I talked to...
You're going
to
go vinyl?
I don't know. I talked to the hygienist.
I'm just going
to
get vinyl siding.
Last
on my
time
teeth.
I went in, I would talk to her, and I said, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe some veneers. She's like, on the outside? I was like, no, man. Everybody does that.
I'm going to get the interior veneers.
Like, I'm going to get them on the insides of my teeth, and nobody will be able to see it, but I'll know.
But I'll know it's there, and I'll feel prettier because of it. Veneer, isn't the word veneer kind of indicative of the outside?
It is. Yeah.
I'm going to get some veneers on my liver.
Just the tips of my ears when I get done.
That's, wow.
And my elbows.
Your weenus?
No, my elbows.
No, that's your weenus right there. The skin there on your elbow, that's weenus. Did you know that?
Learning stuff all over the place.
Do you know it? Isn't it great?
Yeah. Ugh. I need to go to the gym.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could see my friend Dan Cohen right now, he is braiding the flesh. Holy shit.
I'm just twisting my weenus.
Wow, he is. He's literally twisting his weenus. And, dude, you have a lot of extra skin.
I know.
On your weenus. See, they removed mine when I was very young.
Because I lost a lot of weight.
Yeah? Were you carrying a lot of fat on your elbow?
Well, no. Maybe. I don't know. I have an amazing weenus. Everybody knows this.
That's true.
It's all over the internet. Check it out at dancohensamazingweenus.com.
You know we now have to buy that domain. If you say it, you know that's true. If you're on like network television and someone like the Conan O'Brien show, they would say a fake domain name, and then they were required by law to buy that domain name.
By law?
Yeah.
Why?
Some FCC... regulation for broadcast television. It's very strange. Very strange.
Laws.
They're meant to be ignored.
Funny.
What else is there to talk about? I don't feel like there's a lot to talk about this week.
We've covered everything.
I feel badly about that.
We've covered shows, weenus.
Yeah. As always, man, we just want to apologize for making this and asking you to listen to it.
Yeah.
And then we don't feel badly about it, because if you're dumb enough to listen,
I want to encourage everyone who is like, God, I could make a better podcast than this. Do it.
Yeah. Honestly, please. The world needs more podcasts.
Yes, please.
There's not enough.
Please make us stop.
Yeah. I enjoy doing it.
Oh, yeah. It's a trip. It's fun.
I do a lot of work on this. You know, you come over once a month maybe and sit here and talk. Then you leave, and then I'm over here slaving over a hot Macintosh.
That's not true.
A little bit.
No.
There's the bouncing and the uploading and making sure the artwork is there. And
Folks, I'm rolling my eyes.
You upload this podcast. How about them apples? How about that?
All right, but I'm going to cut out all of your parts.
Well, that might be more interesting, if I'm honest.
No, I'm just going to put like this big spacey reverb whenever you talk, like an envelope filter.
I've thought about doing that kind of thing. There's a few podcasts I listen to where I don't know how they record it, but they do a really bad job. Yeah. Really bad job. Well, all right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Pointless Podcast that is Talking Into Microphones. Please go to dancohenmusic.com and get a copy of Bluebird. See where Danny is playing. JacquesMerlino.com will be up here in the next few weeks. Remember, there's the CD release party May 13th in Nashville at the Basement, beginning at 8 o'clock. Jacques Merlino does a set, then we do a set. His new record, Love Letters, will be available there. The new live record, Jay Severett Trio at Live at Alex the Great, will be there. And, of course, go to jayseverett.com and check out the dates for the summer tour. Hope to see you guys on the road. Help us out in Germany. Help us out in Spain. We're going to be over there in September. Some of these newer markets where we're not as well known.
Ayúdanos.
Yes, exactly.
Necesitamos ayuda.
I think we're playing in Zaragoza.
Oh, Zaragoza. Otro tiempo.
Help us out in the UK, man. We got some good shows in the UK. Dan's going to open some of those shows. Got some other folks going to open some of those shows. But come see us. We'd appreciate it. And we will talk to you bastards next time we talk to you.
Bye-bye.
See ya.